you set the start time and the time you want to then stop, you set the stop time, and that's as simple as it is. We will take that audio clip and save it for you on the page. We felt that if you thought that the podcast creator had said something really interesting and you wanted to clip it up, you may also want to add a small micro payment as a thank you to that creator as well.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Setti, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We've been learning about some of the really fun, the exciting things we can do at an episode level using the tabs on our episode screen. The next tab I want to speak about, Sam, is clips. Now, I think I probably know what this means. I think this means I can make a clip, an audio clip, I'm assuming, of the audio. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, very meta. So the idea as a fan or a listener that you are suddenly hearing a part of the podcast that you go, oh, that's amazing, great. And then you want to clip that up for whatever reason. It may be just to keep for your own reference, or it may be that you want to share it with the community, or thirdly, send it out to social media or add it to your email. The idea is that you can choose up to 2 minutes for a clip. Why only 2 minutes, Sam, I hear you ask? Because in the day when we first created the feature, the dominant social media platform was X/Twitter. And Twitter limited the time of a clip to 2 minutes of audio. So that's where we set it. Will we increase that in the future? Who knows? But at the moment, it's a 2 minute clip. That's the maximum we can do.
Okay. How do you actually physically make the clip then, please?
So you're on the clips tab, and what you can then do is listen to the audio. And at the point you want to start, you set the start time. And the time you want to then stop, you set the stop time. And that's as simple as it is. We will take that audio clip and save it for you on the page.
If you want to keep that clip for yourself, mm-hmm. is it currently, we spoke in the last episode about notes and about notes being private, certainly for the moment, or you can choose them hopefully in the future.
Yeah.
Is that the same with clips?
No, clips are public or at the moment. They're the same as comments. So when you save a clip, everyone else will see the same clip that you've just created. We haven't decided yet whether we will make clips private. I think what we're waiting to see is how people use clips more before we actually start to build additional features around them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there is, I notice, an option to add a payment to a clip. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yes, we talked in a previous episode about super comments, where you attach a payment to a comment. We felt that if you thought that the podcast creator had said something really interesting and you wanted to clip it up, you may also want to add a small micro payment as a thank you to that creator as well. So when you create the clip, if you add a payment of any sort, it becomes a super clip, for the want of a better word. And that then sends the money to the podcast creator, and the clip then gets stored with the episode.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sam.
Very welcome.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of FanZone for you to get stuck into, and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the FanZone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.